People who see the patient out front can sink your boat. Registration people. How much time do we really spend time training those people to explain what their job is? See, their job is not to get every number. We all take too much information. You realize that? I always love the guy who once said to me, you know, when it said religious preference on the thing, you know what he put down? I hope not to need one. And that was actually not a bad comment. I mean, why were we doing this? We don't know why we're doing this to a very great degree. We take too much stuff. But have you ever heard what goes on at the front desk? Imagine instead of the front desk, it was McDonald's. You walk in and say, hi, I'd like a cheeseburger, please. And the lady behind the desk says, oh, you're too fat, eat some tofu. No, they wouldn't do that. Now, did you ever hear what happens to people who are return visits? Let's say it's McDonald's again. Hi, I'd like a cheeseburger. Hey, are you back again? What's the matter? Are you hungry again? Didn't we give you a slip and told you to call Wendy's? Did you try and get into Wendy's? What are you doing back here again? You're a McDonald's abuser. All humans wait in groups. Patients do die. Their relatives don't, and they're the ones who are appointed guardian ad litem to their estate. Those are the people who are actually going to sue you, are the people who are left. Remember those 2.7 people who come with everybody to the emergency department? In a lot of towns, coming to the emergency department is a cultural event. People like it, okay? It's a social outing, and you really need to kind of keep that in mind. People wait in groups, and you know what? We're very rude to the groups. Seeing the patient, the big opening. This is like show business. I'm going to give you a show business analogy because Dr. Little and I have the largest series in the United States of reviewing emergency medicine malpractice, the largest. There's nobody even close to us. And you know what? It's interesting to read the depositions of people and what they're mad about. Some of them are mad just because you didn't know how to say hello. You see, what we did was most of you weren't unreasonable people till we did what to you? Sent you to medical school. Were you basically taught by who? Giant ego pricks. Okay? By the way, where is Billy this morning? But you've got to remember that you weren't bad until we did that to you. But then what we did was we put you through a whole bunch of stuff where actually taking care of the patient you were never rewarded for. Almost nobody ever came up to you and said, God, you did a great job with Mrs. Smith. You know, I went to one of those big places, the University of Michigan, and nobody was very interested in that. In fact, the ruder you were, sort of the better. That kind of proved you had kahunas. You had real testosterone because you knew how to avoid talking about pain, suffering, all those sorts of things. We didn't do that. We talked about science. No patient wants to do that. So how long does it take you to get credibility? These studies are all done about how long it is for a patient to decide you're reasonable or unreasonable. It's about 15 seconds. And one of those things they check is what you look like. Is that fair? No, fair doesn't count. It never did in life. You know, is it fair that little baby gazelles are eaten by lions? I don't know. Just understand, patients make a judgment very, very quickly, and what they like is this. Hi, Greg Henry, nice to see you. God, what did I do? I did the same thing I did. There's half this audience has heard me before, three quarters of you have. And the truth is, coming through the door, I met people who've heard me 10 times, and we shook hands. We said hello, because that's how people greet each other in this society. It's called the engagement question. How do you engage? We exchanged our names. They always hate it when you don't give a name. I always love it. I had a resident about 4 months ago who walks in the room with me and starts the discussion, yeah, what do you want? That's how he started the discussion. And the patient said, another doctor. Well, that wasn't an unreasonable comment. This getting credibility is incredibly important because they don't know who you are. You see, their money they take to their banker, their wills, trust, and estate to their lawyer, their children they bring to you. And this is incredibly important stuff. So just understand that. Since you're in show business, wear the costume. Look like you ought to be there. Look like a professional and greet people correctly. They like this. It's interesting that in America, There is no rhyme or reason to why certain names appear in lawsuits. You realize the plaintiff can sue anyone they want. And we frequently see cases and say, well, how come Dr. Jones, I was going to say Mr. Jones, which would have been more correct, the family doctor, wasn't sued in this case? They liked him. He was nice to them. You know, take that message home. That is important. Being the doctor you would want to see, what do I mean by that? I'm going to ask you a serious question. Most doctors have never examined their life or their career. I've got homework for you. I want you to go home and I want you to write down 4 or 5 things, attributes, you would like to see in the doctor who's going to see your mother or your daughter. What do you want to see? And then ask yourself, am I those things? I think that's a serious question in the profession. You know, we've never been better scientifically. And we've never had more people in the public angry at us. You realize this is a battle for the hearts and minds of people who own the purse strings. And that is an important question. Are you the doctor you would want to actually see? By the way, greeting people, what to call them, it's always Mr. or Mrs. A bigger problem than that is, I always like to have, if there's family members, I'll have 1 or 2 of them in the room, always greet them. It's always amazing to me to watch residents who can start with the patient. And there are 2 people over here who they haven't introduced themselves to. Who are those people? Their family, who are very concerned about what's going on, and to not say hello is incredibly rude. We would never do that in our personal relations. Why would we do it in our professional relations? You know, now I've made every major mistake you can make. Say, oh good, I'm glad you brought your daughter, and it wasn't his daughter. Okay, have I made that mistake? Sure. You know, I'm glad your mother's here. No, that's my wife. Yeah, now, I've made that one too. So now I ask, and what relationship are you to the patient? I ask it that way, but I always make sure I know who's in the room and who I got to deal with. In about 3/4 of the cases, it's not the patient who has the issues, it's who? The family. How come grandma's talking funny? If it's a 40-year-old guy you're seeing and his wife's sitting there, who do you really have to make happy? His wife, because he ain't talking about his medical problems. He never does. He's a 40-year-old guy. Shaking hands is important. Now I'm going to give you the clue which will make your life so much better. And I want every one of you to do this. Homework assignment number 2. Always apologize for the wait. I don't care if it's been 5 minutes, and I actually work in one place where it takes me about an average of 5 to 8 minutes to see most patients when they're put in a room. That's about it. You know, it's a 20,000 visit rural place. I'm the only person. I can move from bed to bed to bed. The nurses actually work for a living and have the patients undressed. And so even if it's been 10 minutes, I always say, I'm sorry if there's been any wait today. Their jaws all drop and they say, God, it's only been 10 minutes. I'd say, we'd like it to be 5. There's always going to be that situation where there was a long wait. So what are you going to say about that? Can you tell when you walk in the room that they're honked off? Oh, me, if you can't tell this one, you're in big trouble. So you walk in and when you see that, now there's several ways you can approach this. They say, doctor, I've been waiting 2.5 hours to see you. Don't you ever be so stupid as to look at the chart and say, no, it's only been 1 hour and 45 minutes. Then you are stupid. And you're definitely a guy, okay? That's a guy thing, okay? He wants to be precise in the issue when once you realize the other person wants to vent a feeling. Totally different concepts. So if you ever get to arguing the minutes, you're an idiot. Don't do it. Another approach you could use is if you have a 95-page CV, you know, they say, doctor, I've been waiting 2 hours to see you. I can say, well, 2 hours to see a doctor as famous as me is not bad. I don't recommend that one either. But if they say, doctor, I've been waiting the 2 hours, and you say, I know, and I'm sorry. If I hadn't been with the mother of that dying child, I'd have been right in. Please forgive me. Now they feel like an asshole. Now who's in charge?